Yes, hello from Onchan. We're up at Corrin Court. Site matters, matters. I've got two lovely ladies joining me in our studio up here. And the first one is Karen. Tell me your job title.
Yeah, I'm Patient Experience Lead for Manx Care.
We've also got...
Helen Travis, I'm Divisional Director for Nursing and Allied Health Professionals for Scheduled Care.
Nearly ends of the interview now because of my job title. So, Karen, what does actually your job involve?
Our job is to make sure there's as many programmes as possible for as many people on the island as possible to give their feedback. So whether that's really good feedback that you've had following any care procedures you've had or any visits to Manx Care sites, or where it may not have gone so well, to tell us and how we can put that right for you. So that's what our role is, to support people with as many different ways and options to give their feedback.
As far as that is concerned, what is the major problem that people have?
Yeah, what we've seen over the last 4 years is waiting times has been a big problem for people. Obviously, since the pandemic, and we can still go back to that time, it has been a tricky spot for most people in England as well as us here on the island, just to try and get those waiting times to a good level. But there's lots of work going on at the moment to make that capacity better so that we have more, you know, space for people to come and have procedures, to come and see their doctors, their nurses. So everybody is working really, really hard across Manx Care to pull that together.
Is that long waiting times to see somebody at Manx Care or long waiting times to have treatment at Manx Care?
It's a little bit of both. So sometimes it's the first appointment. That first appointment, you can be waiting slightly longer than you might like to. But for most of the time, once you're in, then you get your appointment for your procedure pretty quick after that. So, yeah.
And is that the same if indeed people have to go across to the adjacent island? Is there delays for that as well?
We're usually quite lucky in the Isle of Man. We have really good partnerships with all our trusts in the UK that we work with, mainly in the northwest, England, Liverpool, Manchester areas. And we usually get seen really, really, really well. Once we get a date through, they're really, really good to see us. We're really very lucky to have that link.
Have you got a set time in your mind when you're trying to bring down these times to an acceptable level?
Always. I think there's always opportunity to bring it down. There's always innovative ways of working. They're looking at virtual ways of seeing people now. So, you know, you can be seeing people on the screen rather than in person, for example. So there's always different ways that people are looking at across Manx Care and other parts of our departments to help people. Good. Really. So it's getting there.
Helen must be important because she's got two pens. So what is actually your job description, I suppose?
So I'm very new to the Isle of Man. I've been here 6 days. So,
oh, you used to rain then.
I've been very welcomed by everybody. But my role now is a new role, the Divisional Directors. And that's about us going back to basics. That's about us saying, what are the fundamentals of care and how are we achieving that? Do our patients feel safe? Do they feel cared for? Do they feel listened to? So it's an overall perspective of what a patient expects from us. We're going back to that basics, like I say. As a director, I want to make sure I'm assured in the hospital that we're giving safe care.
Is this a little bit like reinventing the wheel?
No, I don't think so. I think it's adding that perspective of senior leadership, making sure that we're holding people to account. I think the matron posts have been, everybody knows what a matron is, but it's them standards of care that we're going back to look at to make sure the public are getting what they want.
Everybody was worried of a matron, weren't they, on the wards?
Yeah, everybody stood to attention. In my day, I wouldn't even dare speak to a matron. You know, I think we've moved along from that now. We are still respected, but I think if there's something that we went a little bit too far the other way, so we need to bring it back and we need to bring them standards back.
Is it hard to achieve matrons with experience?
No, I don't think so. No, I think, you work your way through the ranks, you see what's right. We went into nursing to care for people, and that's the most important thing to me, to know that at the end of the day, that's my loved one that is being looked after. What would I want that to look like for them? So that experience that you gain along the way and you learn from things, we don't always get it right, but this is what we're trying to do now, is get it right first time for people.
So presumably only been here 6 days, you're still using the map of Nobles Hospital to find your way around.
I absolutely am, but everybody's been so welcoming, and what I've seen so far is calm, it's caring. thing. People want to be there. They want to do the right thing. And they really want to support the patient.
Jolly good. Well, we wish you all the best of luck, Helen. We wish you all the best of luck, Karen. Thank you very much for coming in to talk to Site Matters this afternoon. And now it's time to get back to the studio.